set up and got ready, and they started bringing, the Red Cross started bringing supplies to me about 6. And by 7 o'clock, I had started feeding them. And during that time, we had one baby delivered, and we had 2 sent to the hospital. The ambulance got them to the hospital, but one didn't get there in time, so we had a baby delivered.
Did you have a doctor there?
We had a pharmacist and a nurse. So they didn't even, on my dining room table in my lunchroom. So we had quite, I had quite a good experience during that hurricane. But I love weather. I love rain. The only thing I don't like is lightning. And of course, I've been hit twice by lightning. I guess that's the reason that I don't.
I guess so.
Care for the lightning. And I turn off all my appliances. I'll turn my air conditioner off, TV, I'll unplug it and everything when the electric storm comes up. I'm just afraid of an electric storm.
Electric storm, is that rain or just thunder and lightning?
Well, it's both, all of it.
Let me ask you about a few weather expressions and so forth. Oh, by the way, is there any way that you can tell that there's going to be a hurricane from just looking? Okay.
No, the hurricanes are, we're forewarned. It's so much different than a tornado or something of this sort, because it takes time to build up and it works and it moves the rate of speed. At least you can almost tell the direction it's coming. People can be warned ahead of time.
Have any tornadoes down here, Bob?
Yes, we've had them right in and around Leesburg and all around, which is very, well, in the last 10 years, we've had more tornadoes than I've ever heard of before in my life.
Oh, is there any way you can predict those and tell those are coming up?
We get a severe weather warning on the radio or the TV, and then, of course, if you know how to watch for them, if you know what you're looking for in the sky, you can tell, and, of course, the sudden change from darkness to light will tell you too.
Any way you can tell from the clouds or anything?
Yes, you can tell from the clouds, the darkness of the clouds, and whether you can see the clouds just rolling. Now we've experienced twice. We've heard the tornadoes go over, but never touch down, and it gets just as still as it can be. It just seems like you can hardly breathe. There's just no air, and then you can hear it roaring just like bees, and when they're swarming. We've heard it twice going over.
Sounds like a frightening experience.
Yeah.
You mentioned electrical storm. Let me ask you some other kind of weather expressions. What do you call them? Heavy rain, a very heavy rain in a very short period of time.
Well, we just call it a rain shower. A lot of people will call it an expression. The light of the darkies use, they call it a cloudburst.
Cloudburst. And what about let's see, when you have a rain and it's just not heavy at all, just a little drizzle. And it's a little bit heavier than a drizzle, but not a heavy thunderstorm, any name for it then?
Well, most of the time we just say we're having a steady rain.
And let's see, what's the highest that the winds have ever gotten with them around here with hurricanes?
The highest that I know of is 105 in gushes.
But just blowing gushes?
It comes, you can just feel it. It's just like in driving in a car, you've had semis to pass you and you've felt the vibration of your car. Well, this is what you feel in the gushes of wind it comes.
Did it ever blow over like trees or anything?
Oh, yes. We had, before I was married, we had 3 great big pines just come tumbling down on the porch. Pine trees that uprooted. We used to have big pines.